Track 33. Ready for speaking. Part 4. Further discussion.
Jan, which would you prefer to have? A job which is well paid but monotonous, or one which is poorly paid but fulfilling, and why?
I would choose a job which is not so well paid but which is fulfilling. I think it's important to have motivation, otherwise your daily life can be very dull, very tedious. But I have to confess that in some periods of my life, if somebody gave me the opportunity, I might well choose a well-paid but boring job.
Why?
If I have money problems, or for example, if I felt a real desire to travel, for pleasure, not for work, then maybe I would think about, about the salary than how fulfilling the job is.
And Anna?
I prefer a good paid job, even if it isn't so fulfilling, because, well, I can fulfill my ambition in other subjects that it's not job. I can have enough time to be with my husband, for example.
Yeah, and Anna, do you think that school prepares young people adequately for the world of work?
Well, in my case, I think my training was good for the job I do. But nowadays, children are not receiving a good training for work. They have less knowledge than before.
Jan?
Well, I think it depends what sort of job we are talking about. A school trains students to do a very specific type of work. It trains you to be a good employee. That's all. There's no guidance or help if you want to be an artist, for example, or a leader.
Can I say something more?
Yes, of course.
I agree with Jan. I think school nowadays doesn't give enough importance to creative skills, to being creative. This is another problem of the school nowadays.
Yes, it's not creative enough.
What do you think is the ideal age to retire?
As soon as possible. No, I think, for example, 50 years old is a good age because you're still young enough to do lots of things, but you have worked enough to have the money to do those things.
Do you agree, Jan?
Well, I think it's a pity to retire so young. At the age of 50, you have the experience, you have the training, you know more about the work you do. It's a really good age to do really good things at work. When you are young, you are not very expert, but when you get older, you can contribute a lot more. It's also a good age to pass on your skills, your wisdom to other people, to younger people. So, no, I think 60 or 65 is a good enough retirement age.
Anna?
Well, I think the age for retiring will always be the same as it is now, so 60 or 65. But I would like that we can retire earlier. Everybody spent all that time working all the time, and life is very short. So I don't think we should work all our life like this.
Well, I don't agree.
Do you think people who earn large amounts of money have a moral obligation to donate money to charity?
Yes, I agree with that. The world is not very just, and I think there's a moral obligation for rich people to redistribute their wealth, their money. I don't think it's right, for example, that footballers earn vast amount of money and then spend it all on fast cars, big houses, and so on. Poor people, people in developing countries, could use the money with more wisdom.
I agree with you, because the world is not very just, and some people have too much money, which they spend on silly things, on things which are not useful. And people in poor countries, like the developing countries, don't have anything. It must be redistributed better.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you. That is the end of the test.